Yes, Daddy. Of course I remember the night you took me dancing at the club. Just like you promised, I'd been badgering you for days, hadn't I? Such a naughty kitten. Why do you ask? Yes. Yes, I remember sitting in the bar before. Yes, I'm blushing a little. You made me do things, Daddy. And of course, I always do as I'm told, but you also gave me my first shot of bourbon. But not quite in the conventional way. Yes, I remember what you made me dress in. Short black skirt. No stockings, nothing underneath. Little black panties. Over-the-knee boots. And a tight black t-shirt. You told me to put my hair up in a ponytail, and then I could wear any of the jewellery that you laid out for me. You gave me new pretty jewellery that night too. When we got into the club, it was quite crowded, but you managed to get me through everybody and over to the bar. There was a stall in the corner. Just one, but enough space around us so that we could get there. You made me sit on the bar stool. And you stood behind me, leaned over me, and the waitress came over and put a napkin down with a little bowl of olives, I think they were, and asked what we wanted to drink. You ordered 2 shots of bourbon. And she went away to get them. But then you leaned in behind me and you whispered in my ear, "Are you Daddy's little girl?" And I said, "Yes, of course I am, Daddy." And then you asked me how much of a naughty little girl I was for you. And I said, "I'd do anything for you." And you took a pen out of your pocket and you pulled the napkin close. And you said, "Write on the napkin. Write down what you are." I remember turning round to look at you, but you stopped me. "Look forward, eyes forward, little one," you said. "Write on the napkin what you are. You know the words." I didn't quite understand why, but I wrote on the napkin, "I am Daddy's little cum slut." And I picked it up and I gave it to you with the pen. You put the pen back in your pocket. But you gave me the napkin back and said, "Put it back on the bar." I put it face down on the bar. And I could feel you smiling against my ear when you giggled. And then you said, "No, no, little one. Face up so she can see it when she comes back and puts your drink on top." I made to protest. Your hand on my hip steadied me, and I knew I couldn't disobey Daddy. That wasn't going to happen right now. She came over. She put our drinks on the napkin. She looked me straight in the eye, and then at you, and told you how much to pay. And then she was gone. She was beautiful. And she looked at you like every woman looks at you, Daddy. Like they want you. And I get jealous sometimes. But you moved my hair away from the back of my neck and kissed it. You wrapped your arm around my shoulder and up under my throat. Wrapped your hand around it and said, "Only you, kitten. You're my only girl. None of them will be mine." I remember leaning back into you, feeling your warmth, and getting quite wet over your words. You whispered to me, "Are your panties wet?" And I nodded my head. There were people around us now, people who could hear. The din of the club was quite quieter over by the bar. The music was further across on the dance floor, but you wanted me to say it out loud. And I said, "Yes, Daddy." And you gripped a little harder and said, "Yes, what?" And I swallowed and took a breath and said, "Yes, Daddy, I'm wet for you. My panties are wet." He made me look at the napkin. "Read it to me," he said. "I am Daddy's little cum slut." I quivered at the words, my pussy lips drenched, my little panties sliding between them and the friction. "You set your hand down and over my breast and squeezed before your hand went to the flat of my stomach. And then you whispered again, 'Take your panties off.' I went to protest, but you pulled me back hard against you. It wasn't a request, little one. Take your fucking panties off now and hand them to me." I flushed again. You were a little louder this time, and people close to us heard. They tried not to look, but they were quite intrigued as to what was going on. What was happening to this tall, large man standing behind this little kitten on a stool? I wriggled against the stool, tried to get my hands under my skirt without revealing too much, and kind of hooked them underneath my arse, and then had to negotiate them down my legs and off. My thighs slid against each other, and they were so... Daddy, they were so soft and so wet at the same time. And I bundled them up in my hand so nobody could see what it was, although if they'd been watching, they knew exactly what was going on. And I turned around and went to put them in your pocket. "No, no, little one. Hold them between your thumb and forefinger so I can see exactly what kind of panties they are, and I can see how wet they are from you." And so I dangled my panties from my fingers, trying to hide my face, trying to turn towards the wall where nobody could see me, my back to everybody. But you wouldn't let me. Your arm was round my waist and you twisted me again to face the bar. And I couldn't help but look at the napkin, and I couldn't help but look at the panties, and I couldn't help but whimper. "Yes, Daddy, I'm getting wet now thinking about it again. May I play when I finish the story? May I start, please? My little clit's pulsing." "What?" "Of course you can watch, Daddy. I like it when you watch. Let me just throw my panties at you." "I know, I'm going to get spanked for that later." "But... oh, yeah, my fingers feel good. I see my little pink pussy, Daddy, spread out, my fingers delving in and out. Yes." We sat there for a moment, and then you took my panties from my hand, and you laid them on the bar next to the napkin and our drinks. You took one drink, and you emptied it. And you put it back down again. I shuffled again and you asked me what was wrong. And, "Daddy, please, please let me take the napkin and my panties away. People are looking, people are seeing, and I'm... oh, yes, it makes me wet, but I'm really flushed and blushing, Daddy, please." "Okay, kitten," you said. "When you've come, and you've come all over your fingers, and you've licked them off like a good little kitten, then you can remove the panties and the napkin." "Daddy, all these people are around and you want me to come." "Oh, God, Daddy, my little... I want your fingers in my pussy right now. Please. What? What do you mean you're recording this? Daddy... you're not going to share again, are you? I know you like to show me off and post things that I say. I didn't... oh, getting embarrassed again. But I'd do anything for you, Daddy. So So yes, you told me to come, sitting there on the stool with you behind me. You told me to slip my fingers under my skirt, which I did, and I started playing with myself as I am now. Ah, what did you say? You told me that when I'd come, I was to take my fingers out of my pussy. I was to lick them clean, and then down the shot of bourbon, turn around and kiss you. Then and only then would you remove the napkin and my panties from the bar. The barmaid kept walking past and looking at it and smiling. She'd bite her lip. It was almost as if she knew what was going on. She probably did. I want to dance, Daddy. You promised dancing, but here I am, and I'm stuck on a stool, and you tightened your grip around me, your hand running to my throat, the other one around my waist, leaning over my shoulder. And you said, you will come now, and you will do it, and then I promise I will take you dancing. Oh, and I delved my fingers into my pussy. I was soaking. My skirt, which barely covered my ass, was wet as I dripped everywhere. The bar stool was wet, and it felt so good to delve my fingers into my pussy. It was tight and wet and hot. And what I'd really have liked is your cock, but not in front of all these people. I wasn't quite ready for anything like that. I wasn't ready for anything like this, really. And Daddy, I did it. I fucked my pussy with my fingers for you. And you kept whispering in my ear about how I was such a dirty, nasty little girl. I was Daddy's cum slut, and it just made me worse. And I bit my lip and I closed my eyes, and you told me off. You just pulled me up tight and said, open your eyes, look at the people around you, and you will come, and you will come. Not biting your lip, you will come, and they will hear. Oh, God, I was so close, Daddy. Yes, I'm close now. I want to come. Oh, I want to come thinking about sitting on the bar stool and doing as I'm told, like a good little slut. Daddy's little slut, always. I'm always yours, Daddy, please. Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to come now. Oh, yes. Oh, please, Daddy, may I come? Oh. Oh. What? Yes, I remember what happened next. Oh, people turned around and looked at me. But I didn't care then. I took my fingers out of my pussy and I licked them clean. And then I licked them clean, and then I picked up the shot of bourbon, and I took it down, and it was so hot all the way down. And then I turned on the stool and wrapped my arms around your neck, and I kissed you. And you lifted me, your arms around my waist, off the stool until I was flat against you. My feet weren't even close to the floor, and you kissed me and told me what a good girl I was. And then you put me down on the floor. And you took the napkin away. And my panties, and put them in your pocket. Took me by the hand and said, let's go dancing. I want. You slipped your hand underneath my skirt, into my pussy, and out again. And then licked your fingers clean. And the group of girls close by saw it, and the guys saw it. And then you led me to the dance floor, right to the middle. And you pulled me against you, and we danced for hours, Daddy. Just like you'd promised. What? Yes, Daddy. Yes, please, let's go dancing again. Please.